Welcome to the first podcast with your host, me, Chris Wilson. I also managed to find some people who will be joining me on the show today, some guests, if you will. We've got Lars and Joe here, and I would just want to say, dear Heavenly Father, please bless this podcast. Don't let them fuck it up. In the name of the transmission of the Spirit, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No one's ever done that before.
Oh, really?
That's new for the show, yeah.
All right.
We have never had the Spirit and the Heavenly Father on the show with us, so thanks for joining us, Heavenly Father.
The Spirit has come inside of us, yeah.
Absolutely. I really wanted to get connected on kind of a cosmic level, you know? It's a good way to start everything, especially a podcast, because
yeah,
we're connecting with them
we
as well.
It.
They're part of our weird sex cult that we got here. And
No, you can't call it a sex cult. You gotta be a little bit more subtle than that.
Oh,
you gotta call it like an executive resort or something.
Yeah,
like,
our free peace doctrine. Welcome to the family.
Ah, there we go.
The fam, yeah. I like
the
that.
Family's okay. Good. And then
Chris.
Anyway.
Chris, who the hell are you?
Who are you and what do you do?
Man, the tough questions already.
And answer as if your life depended on it, please.
Always as if your life depended on it.
My name is Chris Wilson. Some people know me as the creator and co-writer of Side Night and Happiness, and I'm one of the co-dudes over at Explosum.net, and please don't kill me. How was that?
No.
Okay, we won't.
Yeah, that wasn't a threat. Don't worry. Like you're
sorry,
talking,
I really got into my life depending on it, and I just had a whole flashback.
Oh, No, there's nothing to worry about. We just say that in case the guest isn't going to answer as if their life depended on it. We like to ensure that they do answer all questions as if their life depended
on it. Yeah, like, what
did
you have for lunch? Answer as if your life depended on it. You know, that kind of stuff.
Or like, what's your favorite color?
I had barbecue, and my favorite color is blue, and please don't kill me.
What kind of barbecue?
Oh, it was, it's this little joint down here in Colorado. I'm recording out of Colorado now, and, there's a little joint just down the street from me. I'm probably going to not say what it is, so nobody comes and finds my barbecue.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were going to say so they don't find me, but you just want it all to yourself.
No, they can find me. Just don't fucking dare eat my barbecue.
Oh, hey, side topic real quick. I just noticed, since you're from Colorado, you guys had some very interesting news.
Yeah.
I think it was today or the other day.
That's right, yeah. Now you can have medicinal mushrooms, and so everyone's going to be microdosing around here, so another reason to avoid my barbecue.
Is that just Denver, or is that the whole state?
I believe it's Colorado wide. It kind of just got passed very recently, so I could be wrong here, but just do the mushrooms anyway. That's what I say.
Well, yeah, that's a good philosophy in life.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, mushrooms are great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say nothing about that at all. I'm just, I don't want to say anything that will, hurt the podcast, but yeah, theoretically they're great. Sure. Well, I'll say that.
I can say mushrooms are great because I'm in Colorado and it's legal to say they're great
now.
And I could say they're great. Do them early. Do them often. Do them when you're a kid. Endorsed. Totally. Yeah, because thanks Colorado for letting us do any vice or any sin that we'd like. It's really good for the family.
Colorado is also one of the first states to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, really? I had no idea, Joe. That's oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
thanks.
A deep
I'm
cut.
Throwing in the...
By the way...
So it's a very progressive...
Someone in the chat just mentioned butt sharks for the win, and I just wanted to note that that's discord.21podcast.com. If you guys want to tune in live, it's better.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Come join us. Yeah.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
There is an actual question, by the way, from one of the fans who has asked, how does the Cyanide and Happiness team feel about boars?
Boars. That's a good question. We're most of us are absolutely terrified of them. They're a common problem at our studio. They get into the trash, they scuff up your shins, and it's terrifying. They only come out at night for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like whoever asked that already knows. Maybe unleash the boars on us. It's kind of a suspicious question, honestly.
Well, he asks it on a lot of these interviews.
Okay. So I'm against them, is what I would say. That's how
against
I
boars.
Against
okay.
boars. Yeah.
People, I don't think anyone's ever said they're against or for boars, I think, in the past, but we'll take it.
Oh, Pumbaa? Fucking hate Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Can't stand him.
How do you feel about lures?
What does that mean, Joe?
Like a fishing lure.
Oh, like lure. I thought you said lures. Like,
well, or you could mean like lures as in backstory, the lure of
the show.
Okay. Yeah. My feelings towards lures and lures, the way I feel towards both of them is not violent enough, you know?
Yeah.
There's always,
you wish you were more violent towards
Oh, you
lures.
Wish your history was more violent is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both that and all fishing right. lures, you know? It's always, don't you just want to, like, why cast and release a fish when you can just rip its head completely off?
Well, that's what I always
and
say.
And just have the satisfaction, yeah. You just want to...
Exactly.
When you don't want to really catch fish, you just want to end them.
And then you throw them back anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's... I guarantee that, like, 95% of people who listen to this have seen Cyanide and Happiness, and maybe some of them haven't seen it in quite a while, but let's jog their memories a little bit here. Can you tell us a little bit about Cyanide and Happiness in terms of just, like, what it is and why and how?
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. Cyanide and Happiness is a dumb cartoon that is that we make daily web comics and weekly animations, as well as actual full seasons of our show. We're currently working on season 4, as well as Butt Shark animations, as was mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a blast. But yeah, they're very dark and cynical cartoons with very happy looking cute characters. And the way it all started is back when I was in high school, I started making comics instead of animation. We all kind of met as animators, and I was doing a lot of commission work for animation and stuff like that, just trying to quit my Pizza Hut job. And eventually made a comic and started sharing it on the website that Rob was animating for, one of his websites called sticksuicide.com.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I remember Stick Suicide. Wait, he was an animator for Stick Suicide?
Yeah, that's right. He wow. animated Joe Zombie, for example. Yeah, Rob got a hold of me, and he really liked the comics, and we started just kind of making more back and forth between the two of us, just to kind of make each other laugh. And after a good while, they wanted to start a website that was less violent stick figures, and so we started Explosum.net, where we make stuff with violent stick figures. It's great.
Why is it called Explosum?
That's a really good question. Basically,
thank you.
We
yes, Lars. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was a domain that Rob was squatting on that he used as a joke, something about a lesbian trumpet playing group.
It's random.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's all right. If I'm not mistaken. And he was throwing out some names for the new website, and that was the one we kind of liked the most. And, you know, it's a lot of people take it as it's an explosive orgasm kind of was a spoonerism.
Yeah.
You remember any of the names that you liked the least that were tossed around?
Yeah, the one I liked the least was Rob suggested bestwhilehigh.com.
Oh, that's lame.
I can see why you would hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I groaned loud enough for him to hear me when he was over in Texas.
Are you able to do like an impression of yourself groaning loud enough for him to
hear
you in
Texas?
Of course
he can, because he can do his own voice, Joe. I mean,
like, I'm just trying to, that's fine. I was seeing if he would.
All right. Could try. Me, 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 me. All right.
God.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right.
Thank you for that.
There's the cold open. Okay.
I know you didn't have to do that, so I appreciate going a little bit above and beyond.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
So this might sound like a very simple question, but I'm kind of curious. Why did you guys go with Explosum as opposed to like cyanideandhappiness.com or something?
Because Explosums are like our production umbrella.
Got it.
We've made things that aren't Cyanide and Happiness that are still an Explosum production, and we kind of planned ahead for that in case, you know, we want to do Sinai and Happiness and something else or yada yada. Explosives Us as a group, myself, Rob Denblecker, and Dave Micklefatrick.
Okay. And did you not know how to spell happiness back then during the comic that seemed to have inspired it?
Yes, that's kind of why I chose the name of the series to be that. When I first started, I had a .tk website, and they were called Kamikaze. And I saw that name was taken by a lot of things after I had done the comic for a couple months. So I kind of put it out to a vote amongst some of my friends at school. And I threw that one into the list because I liked the... that it was kind, you know, it was Sinai and Happiness. It kind of tells you that it's dark humor in a way. And I also just like making fun of the fact that I spelled happiness wrong.
Yeah.
I was grinding them out and not thinking I would show them to anyone back when I made that.
Respect, by the way, for not updating it, for just leaving it at is. Like, yeah, fuck you guys. Yeah. It's happiness with a Y.
Thank you.
That's great.
It's kind of a selfish thing too, because I like keeping it suspended in amber like that. So, you know, just kind of go back and leave all the flaws and blemishes.
Never mind me. I'm just having my lawnmower go off right now.
Are you okay, Joe? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, somebody's driving by in a motorcycle. I got paper thin walls. You wouldn't believe.
Oh man, just. Tie a fishing line out there where he pulls out.
Hey, now's not a good time. I'm recording.
Well, I think he's gone now, Joe. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
By the way, 3POC from the chat is asking, if you could change one thing about YouTube, what would it be?
That's so, like, unspecific, by the way. That's not a very good question. Sorry, dude.
Kind of broad.
Very broad, yeah. But I still feel, I think, the strongest... thing I would change is the fact that they have a kids YouTube and then the rest of YouTube, and it's the rest of YouTube supposed to be kept clean and under certain guidelines, and why they don't have a kind of opt-in adult version of YouTube. That would be my biggest pet peeve. I'm pretty sick of getting recommended, you know, watching something on YouTube. Like, I was watching recently a thing about, it was kind of a top 10 plane crashes. And, yeah, it was fun. But basically, you know, when you get recommended some nursery rhyme children's cartoon made out of India from it, you know, I...
Well, I think those are based on your watch history, so... I mean, maybe stop watching nursery rhymes and then that won't happen.
But I want to... I'm sick of opening an incognito tab when I want to watch, you know, Johnny Johnny Yes Papa.
That might be the cold open now. I have a lot to choose from already. I appreciate that.
Where I work, the leads have access. Well, everyone has access to YouTube at the work computers.
Oh, there's a loud helicopter going by. I guess this is going to be the Loud Engine podcast today. Wonderful.
Okay. Depending on which lead is working and playing YouTube videos, it'll recommend different videos and different ads will come on. And there was this one lead who hasn't worked there for like about a year, but whenever she was working and watching videos from her account, it would always recommend, it would always play ads for schizophrenia medication.
Nice.
So we would be like, do you have schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Speaking of targeted ads, by the way, at the moment, it's kind of weird. I've been noticing a barrage on Facebook lately where I keep getting ads for like participating in like depression studies, and like I haven't been posting about depression. I guess it just suspects that I'm having a shitty life or something. I don't know.
We're at that next level of targeted ads where they're diagnosing you before you know.
They know that something's coming, like, right. Like a serious depressive episode.
Well, that's how else are you going to know what to bring up to your doctor?
Yeah. If I don't go on Facebook, how will I know, Joe? Exactly.
Right. So yeah. And it's like that. Yeah. It's like when that one teenager got recommended pregnancy stuff before she knew she was pregnant, you know?
Oh, yeah. At Target, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that person had schizophrenia. You have depression. Mm-hmm. And apparently I'm going to have an Indian child soon.
Let's see what I'm gonna have.
What ethnicity is your child gonna be, Joe?
I just got an ad for building a business. There's another ad. Let's see, for making spreadsheets.
How do you make a spreadsheet, Joe?
All my ads are boring. There's another one for...
Is that calling you a boring person, or what is it trying to do?
Yoga class? I guess I'm just like a business person. I don't know.
Or a white girl. I mean...
Or a white girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough diagnosis to learn at this point in your life.
Oh, God damn it. I'm a white girl.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of things, by the way, Joe, that don't make people exclaim in horror, but actually rejoice, I think we should talk about our sponsor.
Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
I'm glad you brought this up, Lars, because Mint Mobile, they piggyback off T-Mobile's excellent wireless service, providing the same service at a fraction of the price.
Yeah.
Starting at only $15 a month, you can enjoy unlimited data. Now, the first 2 gigabytes are going to be the fast, and then after that, it's slowed down a little. But if you don't want it to slow down for up to like 12 gigabytes, that's only like $30 or something. Like,
wait,
I mean, don't quote me on
that. 2 gigabytes?
Huh?
That's not true anymore. Remember, they raised their data caps.
I guess they raised their data caps.
Yeah.
I guess don't listen to me. What do I know? Go on mint.t1podcast.com to find out more.
Yeah, and if you don't trust Joe's soulless shilling there, you can trust me. I'm a customer myself. I was actually a customer before they started sponsoring us, so I knew they were legit. My plan's like $20 a month, and it has excellent service. If you have good T-Mobile service in your area, you should leave T-Mobile and go to Mint Mobile. I highly recommend it.
I have good T-Mobile service in my area.
Just bleed T-Mobile dry.
In fact, I'm on T-Mobile now.
Yeah.
You know, I pay like... $50 a month.
Yeah, it's kind of a ripoff. Anyway, mint.t1podcast.com if you want to get the same service that I have, which is ridiculously affordable.
Mint.t1podcast.com. Mint.t1podcast.com. All right, moving on.
Anyway, ad over.
So, Chris, who do you have for your wireless service?
Oh, God. They don't pay me, but I have CenturyLink, and I'm not sure.
Is that real?
CenturyLink? What is this, 1998?
Is that a thing?
It is over here in Colorado. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it like a local one or?
Yeah, it's localish. Okay. I'm not really certain. But I would say don't buy CenturyLink. That's my
yeah.
Ad.
Buy Mint
no,
Mobile.
Buy
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint Mobile. You'll thank us later.
By the way, we did say that the ad was over, and then we continued to do it. Let's actually like be honest here, Joe.
All right, let's move on. Let's not talk about mobile service anymore. How many gigabits do you get?
Wait. No, though, this is an actual question. Spaghetto in the chat asks, Chris, why are your video shorts so terrifying?
Well, I would have to say that that's kind of the only way we know how to write. it's a crutch. We like introducing characters and then killing them really fast and, you know, kind of showing their broken home life. We like it terrifying. That's why.
Captain Meeks in the chat says it makes an interesting FAP.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. I mean, they don't they don't have horror porn, and they should, you know, where, you know, like
ooh,
porn
they
with
do.
Jump scares and stuff.
Oh, have you ever seen a Serbian film?
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's nice. Oh, put that on
awful.
Loop. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very family-friendly movie, guys. Go ahead and watch it. I recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can scream when you're orgasming, so no one can tell that you're orgasming. It's a good...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I always do that. I scream when I orgasm. That way no one knows that I'm having an orgasm. That's a great idea.
Right.
I do that already.
Wait, I hear you screaming a lot, Joe. Is that what you're doing all this time?
Yeah, I'm practically orgasming all the time, yeah.
Yikes. Well, at least it's practical.
It works in movie theaters as well, you know, when you see a horror film.
You just start screaming in the movie theater to cover your ahigao. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Especially if you have very audible orgasms. It's a good trick, you know.
And speaking of audible, that's our next spot. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Speaking of honey.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kleenex.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys get so many good sponsors. These are all of my interests.
Go to Kleenex.t1podcast.
Speaking of famous anus.
What? Oh, famous Amos, the cookie, not famous anus.
Yeah, famous
anus. All right.
All right.
That got kind of gross. Let's do something a little more...
Family friendly.
Nice.
For the family.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris, are you like a movie guy?
Yeah, not so much in the last like 5 or 6 years, but I would say a bit. I haven't been enjoying the fact that summer movies are all year now. I'm not much into the superhero movies and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm gonna see it in theaters, and that's the only thing I can think of coming up soon.
It?
Yeah, so I can scream an orgasm.
Well, what do you mean by it, though? Like, which movie?
It came out like 2 years ago.
What do they call it? It 2 or whatever.
No, you're saying, but you keep saying, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, that's not very specific.
Yeah. I'm going to go see it, and I'm going to
see what?
I'm going to see it.
See what?
Yeah.
God damn it, Chris.
I'm going to see it too. I'll see it too. All
right. Going to see what too?
It too.
Stupid. All right, let's move on from the same
the joke. Chat's like, nice gag, guys.
Thank you. Nice gag.
Who's on first? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
What do you mean?
All right, Chris, what do you do if you don't watch movies all the time?
Oh, man.
Hobbies wise, I don't mean professionally, obviously.
Yeah. Besides screaming.
Oh, yes. Lots of screaming. That groan I did earlier, you know?
Uh-huh. Well,
that's
Thank
what
you
that was
that.
To cover for. That,
exactly. Just makes it less awkward when I'm on a podcast. But
you ever scream on a plane just to
Yeah, just when everyone's getting up to get, you know, to file out of the plane and get their overhead baggage, I just scream while everyone's getting off the plane and people can
You
clear
can probably
the way.
If there's a particularly turbulent moment on the plane, you could probably scream and everyone's just gonna be like, "Oh, he's frightened because of the turbulence," but you're really having an orgasm.
Yeah, they're trying to get off the plane. He's just trying to get off.
Exactly.
Basically.
At first they're scared and startled, and then they see the look on my face, and then they're like, oh, he's having an orgasm.
Can you describe that look to the audience, please?
Yeah, it's like one eye half open, and my bottom lip's drooping, okay. And like there's a stream of spit, like a little spittle coming down.
Spittle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this before, during, or after?
Before, during, or after the flight?
sure.
Well, thanks for coming on the first podcast.
Thank you. Hey. It's been my pleasure. Hey.
Pleasure is all mine.
As far as what I do outside of our silly cartoon stuff, I definitely do a lot of just kind of like actual artwork, and I make music sometimes for the cartoon, sometimes not. And I have a weird hobby of catching bugs and having my wife turns them into jewelry and sells them.
What kind of bugs? Like
pupa? Oh, I thought you meant catching bugs like you got sick. I was confused there for a second.
I'm a bug chaser.
Oh God, Joe! Do you know what a bug chaser is?
Yeah, like the Pokemon bug type.
Yeah, that's it. They have AIDS too.
Yeah, sure, Joe.
Yeah. Did you know that
Joe,
Pokemon had AIDS?
Go ahead and Google.
Of course, I know what a
chaser.
Bug chaser is. I'm an expert on bug chasing.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us your knowledge, Joe.
Yeah. Tell us your experience.
Bug chasing, also known in slang as charging, is the practice. Typically among gay men or men who have sex with men, of pursuing sexual activity with HIV positive individuals in order to
you sound confused, like you're reading this, not reciting.
I'm not
it
reading
from memory,
I'm an
Joe.
Expert on this.
Okay,
well, that can't be right.
Well, what website are you reading?
I'm not on a website. I'm doing this from memory.
Which
you seem to be clicking around a lot.
Allow me to reiterate. Some people consider bug chasing intensely erotic, and the act of being infected through the fuck of death as the ultimate taboo, the most extreme sex act.
That's, yeah, and what Pokemon does it show?
Yeah, the chat noted something which I picked up on too. They're saying gay men or men who have sex with men?
Yeah, they could be, yeah, bisexual men or like, whatever.
Well, I guess, but like,
I'm sure there's like clubs out there that are just like a dark room with music playing, and you know,
yeah.
Just because you have sex with men doesn't make you automatically gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's manlier than two guys having sex?
Yeah, men are manly. Sex is manly. What's manlier?
Exactly.
Than sex with men?
It's not gay if you're just trying to hurt each other's butts.
Yeah. It's not gay if you're just bug chasing, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I
interesting.
Do that. I do that,
this
and
is
my wife sells it.
Joe, shut up. Let our guest talk.
I'm sorry.
I can understand why you're in shock of recalling that knowledge, you know.
No, I was on Wikipedia. I could never lie to you, Chris. I didn't know what it was, and I am lustful for a time where I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you'll never be able to go back.
Nope.
Now I have PTSD.
That's part of being a member of the family.
Okay, exactly. Well, the family.
Yeah.
The family.
Does Wikipedia really say fuck of death?
Yes. Let me, this isn't going to make sense for our fans who are listening in, but I'm going to post,
Well, they could just go Wikipedia this, like they can look it up, I'm sure.
Go on Wikipedia to confirm, but in the recording chat, I just posted a screenshot.
It's highlighted.
Yeah, it says fuck of death redirects here.
If that's not a band name yet, dibs.
Fuck of death.
Yeah.
It's a song by Slaughter.
Oh.
I could just imagine like a 60-year-old overweight British lady who's a secretary, just like, oh, well, fuck of death, you know? Like, it's just, doesn't mean, it fuck's not a bad word over there.
It killed
just use it like that.
A lot of people died in the 16th century, in 16th century Britain from the fuck of death.
Exactly.
Also, the fuck plague.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you actually answer the question, by the way, yet, or have we not gotten around to it?
Oh, I was... Well, bug chasing was one of my things that I do outside of Cyanide and Happiness.
So in order to make this make sense, I think we have to rewind.
Okay.
Rewind.
Are you tired of messy sunscreen? Sick of that awful lotion odor? Do you want to smell like fried chicken, but you're just not hungry?
Anyway, let's go ahead.
Yeah,
I guess that is what you said.
Yeah, so I chase bugs, I catch them, my wife turns them into jewelry and sells them, and no bug is safe. It's a dumb amount of fun though. Like, I put on a safari hat, go out into the middle of the wilderness here. Yeah, hell yeah.
What?
And try to catch like shit like dragonflies and really big fucking bugs.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for a year and a half now.
Congratulations.
Oh, how nice.
Thank you.
What did you do for your honeymoon?
Actually, the honeymoon's coming up still. I got some game production to do before I head off to the honeymoon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Are you able to tell us like what you have planned, or is it a secret?
I'm going to go to that barbecue place, and it's going to be top secret. We're going to go to Belize and do the resort thing, which...
I can't Belize
it. Oh, nice.
Yeah, Belize that. Basically, a lot of it, I don't know if it's really going to be Belize by the time we get there, though, because apparently there's all sorts of cool things that are getting kind of destroyed by the temperature change over there that might not be there. Ooh. So we might change our trip before we head there.
Maybe you'll take a nice tropical coastline vacation to New Mexico.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, New Mexico or maybe, you know,
Texas on the east coast.
Those don't have coasts, Joe.
Well, by the time the honeymoon comes, they might.
Maybe, yeah. That's true.
Shit, I guess.
Way
I
to catch
checked.
The Joe Clars.
Man, that's actually a really good point.
You know, at least it's not a bug.
By the way, are there any bugs that are
off limits?
I don't
know if there's
limits?
Like a state, you know, they'll have a state flower or a state bird and it makes them
particularly illegal. Oh, is there like a guidebook or something?
To pick or kill.
When I was in high school, there was an AP science class. And all the AP science classes had to catch as many different bugs as they could, basically what you're describing, minus turning them into jewelry. And one kid decided he was going to be a little different. And so he went to like a hospital and he was able to convince them to give him a actual crab and like, you know, crabs. Okay. And so that was one of his bugs that he turned in for his assignment. A crab.
Did he pin it to a board?
Yes.
No way.
He pinned it to a styrofoam board.
All right.
He had to use like an extra small needle. I saw it. It was tiny.
By the way, Chris,
yeah.
your state insect is the Colorado hairstreak butterfly.
Oh, well, that's not very cool.
Yeah, don't catch that one. You're fine.
Yeah. I wonder how it got that name. Do you think it like flies in your fucking hair and sorts it out?
No, I think it looks like a streak of hair on its back, on his wings.
Oh, gross. Dude, just streaks of hair flying in the air. Stay out of Colorado, man. Everyone's driving around.
Unless you want shrooms.
Yeah, or bugs. Yeah. I will give you AIDS if you come to Colorado.
Well, that's one more reason not to go to Colorado, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
I probably...
That could be the cold open, too. There's so many different choices. Yeah.
We have a lot to work with.
Getting a lot of sound bites out of this. That.
Did you grow up in Colorado?
I grew up in Wyoming. This is nice. I really like Colorado. But I grew up in very, very small town Wyoming. I grew up in Fort Bridger, which at the time had a population of 150 people.
150? Ooh. That many?
Yeah. 150 people at the time. I think it's like 350 now. So it's booming.
So they're booming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Lots of opportunity.
So was your high school like 50 students or something?
I think, the graduating class was, I think, somewhere around 40 something.
So it was a young population, because out of the 300 or out of the 150, like almost a quarter of them were in your graduating class.
Well, that's also pretty much every town in the county, because it's so small town and up in basically every kind of little town, like 50 miles or no, probably around 30 miles outside of it, would go to the same school.
That's quite a commute for just going to school.
Yeah. Well, it's that kind of missing piece of Utah that is that portion of Wyoming is a really flat, well, not flat. It's a cold desert. It gets about 8 months of winter and it's mostly interstate. So you'll drive like 80, 85 miles an hour to where you're going.
Welcome to the geography cast.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is like mildly interesting and it's like approaching kind of boring.
Yeah.
So we should move on. Yeah. Joe, I think we should toss a hypothetical at our esteemed multicultural guest.
Okay. Do you have any in mind or should I?
Hypothetically, I think I do.
Okay. Let's hear what it would be hypothetically.
Bring it on.
All right, Chris. So what would be your useless superpower?
My useless superpower. It'd be great if, definitely would go with invisible genitalia. Like the power to just make it invisible, you know, like not invisible all of the time, just poof, you know, boom, gone.
That's pretty useless.
What would be the purpose of that?
Has anyone ever walked in on you in the bathroom, for example?
So
yes.
So they just see like a horrible flesh hole instead. Like,
is it like a void? Like it's invisible? Like you can see through you, or it's just like a patch of skin?
Now that you mention it, I kind of would like them to see like the muscle and all the gory bits. That'd be cool.
I feel like that's too useful now because it'd be a good Halloween prop.
Is that too useful?
Yeah, because then you could go up into Hollywood producers and be like, look what I could do. Cast me in your next movie.
And they're like, oh, God.
And then, you could be like in the Pain Olympics and be like, look, I cut it off.
Yeah. I want to be an athlete for the Pain Olympics. And so, okay.
Don't we all?
If it's not the gory one, then you'd see the flesh hole, or would it be gone entirely where the piss is just kind of coming out of like a few inches in front of you?
That'd be so weird.
Yeah. See, I want to scare people who, you know, if someone walks into your bathroom stall, I want to scare them. That'd be great.
Seems like terrifying people is like a main goal in your life, basically.
It's kind of fun. I like it. And there's plenty of uses you can get out of just, you know, snap of a finger, genitals, no one can find them.
I think that's too
useful.
Just
Thanos snap your finger and then 50% of your genitals just die.
Yeah. Just then you got to clean the genital dust out of your room.
The left testicle and the half the pee-pee up.
That's a whole procedure. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, you say goodbye to your testicular cancer.
All right, but what's an actual useless superpower you would have?
Actual useless? Yeah, that one's too useful. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
Unfortunately.
See. What about X-ray taste?
What does that even mean?
So like,
what is that?
So you know X-ray vision, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So imagine you can get that same information, but like say you get a Christmas present and you lick it, you can tell what's inside.
Can you tell what like an Xbox game tastes like though? Like how would you be able to determine that? I'm confused.
Well, maybe you got to get really used to licking stuff and knowing their flavor for it to be
useful. Or are you saying that you lick it and you have to taste it and then you have like an image in your head of what's inside?
It's the synesthetic one is interesting to me.
Because I think that's also too useful then. Because you could lick a safe and know what's inside of it.
And, like, but you can't access the safe, Joe. Like, that doesn't help
but
you.
That's why it's useless, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You could lick a safe and be like, oh, yeah, it's in there.
I feel like there's still some use for it, though.
You can lick a safe, yes. You are capable of licking. There's no use for it, Joe, whatsoever. I can't imagine anything.
Okay.
I'll accept it.
Okay. Lars, what would be your useless superpower?
The ability to make really good predictions that don't come true.
Like, you're really confident that it's going to come through.
Yeah, but they don't happen. Yeah.
Never does. Exactly. And you never learn from your mistake.
Exactly.
Just guessing
that's
with confidence.
That's pretty useless.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the ability to have fake confidence that doesn't pan out well for you.
I feel like that is useful when you're, you know, doing the fortune teller thing, the hotline fortune tellers. And that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah, I guess you're right. God damn it.
Yeah, you have to pick another one, Lars.
Okay. You can roll back to me. Joe, why don't you give yours?
I think my useless superpower would be the ability to be the best in the world at a game of your choosing that nobody else plays anymore.
You can make a very interesting YouTube channel out of that.
And nobody's able to watch it on YouTube. I don't know.
It depends what the game
is,
right?
Adding stuff to it, yeah.
Yeah, just all these.
How about being the best at Garfield Kart?
No, because for the same reason, you could still make a YouTube video about it.
Yeah, okay.
What about the ability to never be relaxed by drawing ever again? Like, you can draw at the same skill level, and it's going to make you more stressed out than ever.
So it's very Sisyphus, where the more you draw, you just hate it more.
Yes, the more you draw, the more you get stressed out by drawing. It's the opposite of meditative / therapeutic.
I'm going to give one from one of the patrons, by the way, a Toy Box Creature, who suggested the other day the ability to delete your fingers. I think that's a nice one.
We actually have an entire channel of useless superpowers.
Oh, yeah, guys, if you're listening in right now, go ahead and add a useless superpower to that channel. Otherwise, we have to kick you off the call. Sorry. Anyway,
Lars, the other day you suggested, this is actually this morning, the ability to time travel only to a time period that would be deeply unfavorable to you based on race, sexual orientation, religion, or other identity.
Yeah, only be able to time travel to places that like wouldn't like you and that you'd have a hard time in.
I think that would still be useful if you're trying to be like an activist.
Well, it's kind of hard to be an activist when people hate you for what you are. I mean, it's
no,
like,
that gives you the opportunity to be an activist. Chris, what do you think?
I think that it wouldn't help a whole lot if you're an activist. I mean, like, it depends how good this teleportation is, right? Because you could, you know, teleport right onto a witch's pyre.
Chris, it's not teleportation. It's time travel.
Well, I figure time travel is where you're at in a different time, right? So there is teleportation to it. And you could end up on, some sort of witch pyre, and you don't really have time to protest.
Someone in the chat, by the way, just suggested the ability to let waiters know when to stop when adding Parmesan to my pasta. I think they meant Parmesan.
You can already do that.
Yeah, you can already do that. Anyway, if you wanted to add actual useful superpowers or bogus superpowers in the chat while we record these, Joe, how can they do that?
Go to discord.t1podcast.
discord.t1podcast.com.
And T1 podcast is the letter T and the number 1. So discord.t1podcast.com.
Give us your power.
Chris, anyway, what would be your useful superpower?
What?
I know. A super strange question to ask.
Yeah, useful superpower. Okay. Man, I feel like now this is the perfect... I keep just thinking of great useless ones now.
Yeah.
Well,
I would have to say I always liked the regenerating wounds thing.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, you can delete your
Did
fingers.
Did you just say
then,
regenerating womb?
Yes, I'm very barren, and
The
superpower is just, it's very important to me.
Because I thought you said regenerating wounds.
It's all the same.
Yeah, I guess it all is the same at the end of it.
I guess it is the same.
Have you ever seen a cesarean?
Like, have I witnessed the surgery?
Yes.
No.
Only my own.
Right. So, you know.
I'm really glad I haven't.
Yeah.
That sounds dreadful.
There's another thing to put on your Google list. Bug chasing.
YouTube.com, look up cesarean section live footage.
They're probably on YouTube. That's what's kind
they
of...
probably are.
Live footage, like it's happening right now, not just any old recorded footage.
We gotta go into the panda cam set up in the nursery, in the delivery room, and we're gonna see what they're doing in there.
I would say my useful superpower would probably be the ability to be really good at anything without having to try hard.
Okay.
Just automatically, I'm good at whatever I want to be.
Okay, so that's deciding later pretty much what your power is going to be, essentially.
Yeah, it's kind of like a
that's
jack of
cheating,
all trades.
Joe. That, no, that's that. No, I'm not going to accept it.
Master of all
that's
trades.
Definitely cheating. You're just saying, I want all the powers.
No, because it's not supernatural. It's not like I can fly or I can become invisible. It's like I can do things that a normal person could do.
Oh, okay.
And my superpower is that I can pick up skills really, really fast, like extremely quickly.
Okay.
It's nothing supernatural other than the ability to learn new skills.
Oh, you know which
fast.
You know which one I want as in terms of a useful superpower is the ability to not have to do just like all that trivial, basic, everyday stuff. Like, oh, I have to brush my teeth. Oh, I have to take a shower. Oh, I have to make. You know what I mean? Just like the normal.
Oh, I have
things
to scream on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. Like I could just get past the screaming and right to the afterglow. Exactly.
And just kind of what, like fast that. Forward.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Click with Adam Sandler?
Oh, yeah. That explains the deep, like physiological problems with that, where your life starts to fast forward automatically.
Yeah. And you won't enjoy your life anymore.
Joe,
and
spoilers.
I just want to see what you look like when we're with your present body, but you're fast forwarding. Like, are your eyes rolled up in the back of your head? And
you freak everyone out.
Yeah, you're just like this stiff. Somehow you're walking with your arms at your side, but your eyes are rolled up.
Like you're still on the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, making a Mondo Dookie. You're just
Mondo Duke.
Not conscious for it.
Yeah, that is a two-sided, two-edged sword there, because you could, you know, say I'm going to fast forward and be done with this flight. But your flight's canceled. What is your I guess vacant body do?
Oh, I think you just die at that point.
Just combust.
Are you saying that you would fast forward through it, or you
See,
would
that would
not
be a terribly
to...
useless superpower? Is if like you could fast forward through mundane tasks, but if for some reason they get canceled, you just combust. I would like that.
What about the ability to have a remote control that has like 9 random buttons on it, and one of them will make you rich and the other 8 will kill you, and you don't know which one it is? And
well, that's just like playing Russian roulette, Joe.
Yeah, and there's a 1 in 9 chance that you'll be rich.
By the way, speaking of ways to help you become more rich, or at least save you some money and some stress, Joe.
Yeah?
Have you heard about the least expensive and best VPN on the market?
It's NordVPN.
It is NordVPN. Ad read. Let's start it.
NordVPN. Excuse me while I clear my throat. Jesus Christ. I'm just as shocked and dismayed as you are. Anyway.
That was very smooth. Thank you, Joe.
NordVPN is one of the cheapest ways on the market to protect yourself from hackers, smackers, and lackers. Basically, what you're going to want to do is download NordVPN, and it's going to prevent people from hacking into your system. You ever go to Starbucks and there's a creepy guy looking at you and he's saying to you, I'm going to hack into your shit? You ever wonder if your internet service provider is throttling your internet because you look at too much like clown porn? worry no longer. You ever want to watch TV shows that are only available in other countries, like Sarabai versus Sarabai or French The Office, Le Office? What you're going to want to do is go to nord.t1podcast.com, coupon code the first podcast to get 75% off. And that's going to bring your total savings to like a measly $3 a month. And if you're like me and you're spending $3 a month anyway on like Twizzlers, just spend it on your internet condom and you're going to be a lot happier in the long run.
There's a weird mix of like very fluent ad reading and kind of floundering, Joe.
Thank you.
By the way, when Joe said that it's one of the cheapest ways, like the other cheap way is to not have a VPN, which is you're kind of a sucker. If so, in 2019.
Yeah, you're basically raw dogging the internet at that point.
Yeah, if you want a condom for your internet, NordVPN is the way to go. I know that's a gross metaphor, but it's a great description of it.
Thank you.
It's going to protect you against your IP throttling you. It's going to protect you against not being able to view certain websites. It's going to protect you against the sketchy local Wi-Fi wherever you are. It's going to protect you against just about everything.
Just about everything.
Why not make your internet experience better for $3 a month? Why not? It's so
not?
Dirt cheap.
Why it's the not? Cost why of, not, Chris?
It's the cost of like one third of an avocado toast a month.
Yeah.
You'll be rich by the end of the year, dude. It's nothing.
By the end of the week.
Make your internet better. NordVPN. Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Chris, what is the name of this podcast?
This current one. Oh, this is the first podcast.
Yes, and that is also the checkout code at the checkout. The first podcast, all words, all one word, for 75% off your first subscription.
Oh, that was really good, except you messed up that last syllable at the end. I think we have to do that whole thing again.
No, I'll edit that in post. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A couple questions in the chat for you, by the way.
Yes, and yes. Threepok has another question.
Oh, no, I have a better idea. Instead of Threepok giving a question, does anyone have a mic and want to come on air to actually give one?
Anyone have a mic? Preferably someone with a Blue Yeti. Anyone with a Ooh. Blue Yeti?
Yes, please. We want that creamy Blue Yeti
quality. Ooh, Zwick has a Blue Yeti.
Zwick,
welcome.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your stuff, and I liked hearing you on the Jank podcast, because I think I heard about you guys through Tomorrow's Nobodies.
And then, that's great, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then my question was, so I donated to the Kickstarter for the DVD, and I was wondering, how come there's no commentary on the DVD for the first season of the cartoon?
Ooh, exposed.
Ooh.
Because I was Not to throw shade, but I was really looking forward
to
it.
Oh, no, he's throwing shade. He's totally throwing shade.
Come at it. Yeah, no, we actually did record commentary for, but unfortunately there was basically an issue with the first commentary track and the disc space, so we put one on the season 2 DVD.
Oh,
yeah.
You have to get the second season.
Yeah, and
that's a good way to do it.
Pissed me off because the commentary turned out really well, and it's weird. It's hard and weird to do commentary to a cartoon that changes so quickly and everything. So maybe if we can dig it up, we could put it out there as we could do one of those kind of riff tracks things where you hit.
Oh yeah, like
a
riff track. Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's cool. So it might be available eventually somewhere after all.
So in other words, Zwick, Chris shares your pain. Basically.
I do share your pain. I'm sorry, Zwick. I do think we might have that somewhere that we could release, though. So I'm definitely going to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, okay. Between Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, you've got like tens of millions of fans and subscribers. Do you know all of them by name?
Yeah, I do, because a good majority of them are bots that we know.
Russian bots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, good.
And so they share one hive mind. It's really easy to kind of get introduced and everything.
Cool.
And I guess some of the people we've met at conventions and what have you, and that's about it.
Chris, you got time for one more audio question, by the way?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is going to be from Threepok, who is a sequel to Tupac.
Yes, yes. Long-awaited sequel. Hey, it's Chris, an honor. Huge fan. So the entirety of Hollywood shows up at your doorstep, and they say you got to make a cartoon right now, $10 million, and so describe us the cartoon that you'd make for $10 million for Hollywood.
Okay, Hollywood, is this an all new IP, or is this Cyanide Happiness? And also, Hollywood, if you don't mind replacing my door, because having all of Hollywood knock on it at once has done some damage. And yeah, so is this a new show?
Yeah, a lot of money, man. If you need some IPs, you got them.
Okay. okay. We've got a lot of shows that we've written that we've pitched around and stuff, and we haven't been able to make. For one reason or another, and I would love to revive this one, because some certain restaurant that I can't name, they're known for Moons Over Miami or something like that. Maybe you've heard of it. They asked us to pitch a show for them.
I have no idea what you're referencing, by the way. I could not possibly tell what Moons Over Miami was referencing. That's an obscure one for sure.
Right. Yeah.
I do. I'm an expert on that.
Deep cut.
Oh, let's not do another expert gag show. let's move on.
So,
moving on.
So they asked us to basically pitch them a show or a set of commercials, and we liked what we made, but they never made it. It involves a guy who runs a diner, and all of his little breakfast items came to life: his pancakes, his bacon, his hash browns, and you know they. They basically help him with his teen problems, and they help him by, you know, interjecting themselves into his life and killing people who cross him and getting him accused for rape charges. And they basically, I think at some point, they trick him into basically going... having a romantic night with his deceased parents, and it was really good. I don't know why they turned it down.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't want that as their advertisement.
It's their loss, really.
By the way, Threepuck, if you want to go ahead and type in the chat the answer to this question, since you're muted again, do you want me to? You kind of were floundering your way through that question. Like, here's my question: do you want me to clean that up for you, or should I leave it as is? Because I'm happy to do either way. He says...
He's typing.
He says to do the ahem. Okay, that works.
And the show was going to be called The Good Time Breakfast Bunch. There you go, Hollywood.
Moons Over Miami.
It's their loss, oh, man. I want to breathe extra life into it.
Does that exist somewhere? Or maybe a copy that... could be sent privately to a certain podcast host's email.
Ooh, we have some concept won't get art. Leaked. Yeah.
We're not going to show it to anyone, but
yeah, totally.
Yeah, I could slide you some a breakfast bunch under the breakfast table, no problem.
I would appreciate that. Yeah, okay, cool. By the way, we're starting to get to that point where everyone's like, "Oh my god, are they still going on?" So we should probably wrap this up.
Okay.
All right. Joe.
Yeah?
People have been listening to the first podcast. If they wanted to tune into more of it, they could probably just check the show notes, right?
Yeah, if you want to listen to more of our show, go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
Join the $100 tier, and then you'll be able to access the show.
Yeah, join the $10,000 tier to keep listening.
Do we have one of those?
No, but you could type in $10,000.
I'm going to go ahead and make one.
After that, what you want to do is just go to t1podcast.com or just find us on Spotify or iTunes. But everything's accessible through t1podcast.com.
And Chris.
Yeah.
If people wanted to check out, they can Google Cyanide and Happiness. Let's not insult the listeners too much for that one. But if people wanted to find some of the more specific stuff that you're up to, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you could check out our website at explosum.net. That's where we have the majority of the things that we do there, or you can find us on YouTube at Explosum Entertainment. And there's also patreon.com/cyanide_and_happiness. No further underscores. And yeah, I mean, we're all over the place. You give us a Google, I think you'll run into something at least similar to us. So yeah, come and come find us. And, you know, if you're into podcasts, don't know why you would be, but we have a podcast called Here's an Idea. And we basically improvise sketches and scripts through very, very dangerous means where we'll get punished if we don't. And we just do a big improv show. So if you feel like checking that out, go for it.
Okay. Let's close this out with a question real quick, by the way. Once again, from 3Pac, he's really kind of stealing the limelight here.
You're monopolizing the conversation.
Exactly.
Greedy of you, 3Pac.
He asks, you become Santa. What do you give bad kids instead of coal?
Okay. What do I give him instead of coal? I think that, let's see. Well, I want to go... I feel like it's, you know, stocking is the way to go here, right? Or are we talking, yeah, stocking. You don't get anything under the tree if you're a bad boy. So
yeah.
I would say has like a severed foot into their stocking.
Jesus. Oh, you just cut the feet off of the elves?
They're donated.
By the
elves
themselves?
Yeah, it's a mandatory donation. I get to just reinvent all of Santa, right? Well, I'm thinking more of the old, the older classical version of Santa.
Like the organ, like the elves die and they're organ donors? And
yeah, well, limb donors. Yeah, I would say that that would be something I consider.
Thanks for that, Chris. Jesus.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
What do you think of Steve Buscemi as your dad?
Oh, I would love that.
Me too.